Hello, this is Pastor Nick Hood, and today I will be reading from the 17th chapter of 1 Kings. Elijah is introduced in the 17th chapter of 1 Kings. Elijah is a significant character in the line of prophets, and some might say the most significant. And I say this because unlike Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Hosea, Obadiah, Daniel, and all the rest of them, who have books in the Bible that bear their names, Elijah has no book that he has offered. But in the New Testament, it is Elijah who appears when Jesus is transfigured along with Moses. During the New Testament and to this day, it was believed among Jews that Elijah would usher in the welcoming of the Messiah who would save the world. In the 17th chapter of 1 Kings, we learn that Elijah confronts King Ahab, who resides in Samaria, which was the capital of Israel, with a prophecy of drought for the land. We also learn that God directs Elijah to flee from the king to a hidden stream, the Wadi, at where he is fed in the morning and evening by ravens bearing bread and meat. The image of the ravens bringing bread and meat to Elijah reminds me of the time in the wilderness when God provided manna or bread in the morning and quail in the evening for Moses and the children of Israel. After the stream of water dries, God directs Elijah to a widow at Zarephath, where three major things happen. Number one, Elijah directs the woman to use what she has to feed herself, her son, and Elijah. And I might note, Elijah says, feed me first. Number two, the woman follows his command, and as Elijah prophesies, there was food for the duration of the drought. Number three, the son of the woman becomes terribly ill, and Elijah prays over him, and he is healed. And I guess I would add a fourth point. After the healing of the boy, the woman says to Elijah, "Now I know you are a prophet." One of the lessons I take away from the interaction of the widow and Elijah is that often we do not realize the work of God until we experience the miracles of God. Miracles are not the point of our faith, but the miracles we experience help to punctuate and define our faith through the artistry of God on the canvas of our souls. Let us now begin with the reading of chapter 17. This is where Elijah predicts a drought, from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. Now Elijah, the Tishbite of Tishbe in Gilead, said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years except by my word, the word of the Lord." The word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Go from here and turn eastward and hide yourself by the Wadi Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. You shall drink from the Wadi, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there." So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. He went and lived by the Wadi Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the Wadi. But after a while, the Wadi dried up because there was no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Go now to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and live there, for I have commanded a widow there to feed you." So he set out and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the town, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel, so that I may drink." As she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." But she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of meal in a jar, and a little oil in a jug. I am now gathering a couple of sticks so that I may go home and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." Elijah said to her, "Do not be afraid. Go and do as you have said. But first, make me a little cake of it and bring it to me, and afterwards make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of meal will not be emptied, and the jug of oil will not fail, until the day that the Lord sends rain on the earth. She went and did as Elijah said, so that she as well and he and her household ate for many days. The jar of meal was not emptied, neither did the jug of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. After this, the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, became ill. His illness was so severe that there was no breath left in him. She then said to Elijah, "What have you against me, O man of God? You have come to me to bring my sin to remembrance and to cause the death of my son." But he said to her, "Give me your son." He took him from her bosom, carried him up into the upper chamber where he was lodging, and laid him on his own bed. He cried out to the Lord, "O Lord my God, have you brought calamity even among the widow with whom I am staying by killing her son?" Then he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried out to the Lord, "O Lord my God, let this child's life come into him again." The Lord listened to the voice of Elijah. The life of the child came into him again, and he revived. Elijah took the child, brought him down from the upper chamber into the house, and gave him to his mother. Then Elijah said, "See, your son is alive." So the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord is your mouth. In your mouth is truth." And so we conclude the reading of the 17th chapter of 1 Kings. I'd like to offer some questions for your thoughtfulness and your reflection. Number one, what are your thoughts about Elijah being able to approach the king, Ahab, with a devastating prophecy of an impending drought? I raise that question because you think about how accessible the king was. Here's a prophet who presumably has not met him before, who just shows up at his door and gives him a prophecy that a drought is going to take place. Number two, what image do you have of Elijah fleeing to the wadi, or stream, of water, and being fed in the morning and evening by ravens who gathered there? Three, has there ever been a time in your life when you experienced something similar to being fed by ravens? Four, what did you learn about Elijah in the story of him going to the widow at Zarephath? Five, why do you think Elijah asked the widow to prepare him food before she fed herself and her son, even when she told him she only had enough for her son and herself? Six, what are your thoughts about the way Elijah healed the son of the widow? Specifically, He laments to the Lord. He says, "Are you going to let this boy die?" And then Elijah falls on the boy, or lays on him three times, and he shouts out, for God to heal him. And the boy is healed. So what are the lessons we can learn from that? Seven, why do you think the woman waited after Elijah produced food and the healing of her son for her to say, "Now I know you are a prophet of God"? Eight, has there ever been a long time or series of events for you to realize that God was directing your life? Let me say that again. Has there ever been a time in your life, long after the event, when you look back on your life and you realize it was really God who's directing your life? I raise this question because Sunday I just turned 69 years of age. And to me, that's a milestone. This is the last year that I will live in my 60s, God willing. And I've been thinking on the significant moments in my life, the women I loved before I met my wife. But there is a reason. why my relationships with those women did not go further. I think about the pivotal points in my life in terms of career and career choices. And at the time, I didn't really understand. But as I look back on it, it seems to me that the hand of the Lord was directing my path every step of the way. And so I'm raising the question to you, has there ever been a time in your life or a series of events in your life which helped you to realize that God was actually directing your life? And finally, do you have any other thoughts from this chapter? Let us pray. Lord, direct me. Lord, protect me. Lord, inspire me. Lord, heal me. Lord, feed me with food I can eat right now. Lord, bless me and caress me. Comfort me and console me. Swallow me in the cocoon of your grace and mercy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This is Pastor Nick Hood, pastor and senior minister of the Plymouth United Church of Christ, located in the heart of Detroit, the very tip-top of the Medical Center area of Detroit. I want to thank you for joining me in this podcast reading of 1 Kings chapter 17. It has been a blessing to you. It's certainly been a blessing to me. And tomorrow, I will be reading from chapter 18. God bless and God keep you. Remember, I am praying for you.